Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
To get real, and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today is going to be just me and you, my dear audience. What an exciting show, though. Let me tell you something. We are going to be talking about how to walk the talk. We all know how to talk the talk. I'm throwing myself in there, too. But can we walk the talk? And that is the key. When you really practice, and want to walk the talk more than anything, life changes. But let me share with you, for my new listeners, we're having new listeners every week, and I'm just so excited. Everyone's spreading the word about Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard all around the world. We have fans all over the globe. This show, Reality Spirituality, is not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected to the universe, living connected to our most powerful energy source. Some people use different terms. Some people say God. Some people say higher power, spirit. It's that energy. It's the same energy, the most powerful energy in the world, the energy that creates worlds. And when you live connected to that, when you plug into that every moment, you can physically feel a difference. Not only can you feel the difference in your life, but the things that happen to you, what people say to you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You are always at peace. You are always happy. You are always content. There is nothing that moves you. I'm talking about external things. And so that is what this show is about. That's what reality is about. How to live connected. How to live connected to the universe in every moment. And let me tell you something, people. I was challenged this week. But that's the thing. When we're challenged, that's when we grow. When you are challenged, you don't grow when you're sitting around in a chair, looking around, feeling in your yoga position. That's not when you're challenged. At least, hold on a second. Let me just speak for myself. That's not when I'm challenged. I'm challenged when I go out into this world and meet up with all of these people that are different than me, and I'm supposed to accept them and things that happen. That's when I'm challenged. And that is when I grow. And that is when I really dig into everything I've been teaching y'all. And let me tell you something. Ooh-wee! Universe was just messing with me, and I would like to use another word. The universe was effing with me all week. It was really, really funny. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny in the moment. But before I go into the show, and we have a few callers, and I want to get to my callers, I have a couple of really big announcements to make. Oh, announcements. I will be live at in San Francisco on April 5th and 6th, and it's called the Live an Extraordinary Life Conference. Live an Extraordinary Life Conference. And it's going to be at Fort Mason at Fisherman's Wharf. April the 5th and 6th, it's a Saturday and a Sunday. And if you email me, I get to have 10 free tickets. So the first 10 people that would like to attend for free and see me speak, I will be speaking twice. I'll be speaking the first speech is The Importance of Forgiveness, and the second speech is called The Blame Game. And I also will be giving a workshop. And this workshop is going to be a two-hour workshop, interactive, and in this workshop, you are going to we are going to be talking about what is your purpose in life. We're going to be talking about how to remain happy. We're going to be talking about what is the meaning of life, universal laws. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be me. It's going to be you. And I got some really, really fun things to share with you. So, again, that's going to be, it's called, let me tell you something, if I write this stuff down, liveanextraordinarylifeconference.com, liveanextraordinarylifeconference.com, April 5th and 6th. And the second exciting announcement I'd like to make is my book, finally, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, will be out in April also, 2014. And there's going to be advanced sales. And you get the book for $19.95, shipping included. Just go to info at Rebecca Norrington if you'd like to order that, and you will be on the list of the first people that will be receiving Reality Spirituality, and I will autograph it for you. Woo! Let's get to today's topic, how to walk the talk. Here we go. Now, for people that have listened to the show for a while, I'm going to recap a couple of things. I've been an aerobic instructor, Jesus, maybe 30, 35 years, forever. The first 25 years of teaching, I was teaching boot camp classes, hardcore, if you can imagine, hardcore, so difficult that after 25 years, I needed orthoscopic surgery in both of my knees. Now, it's not a knee replacement. They just go in and they clean it all up. And so after that, I was advised that I cannot do any high impact classes anymore. I can do low impact, and I can also teach the spinning classes. So I've been teaching spinning for the last 4 years or so. Yeah, 4 years. And my spinning classes, just like this radio show, Reality Spirituality, are like no other. What does that mean? We stand up for the whole class. A spinning class, you know, you sit down, you stand up, you sit down, you stand up. No. In my class, you stand up the whole class. So what does that mean? That means last year, maybe October, November, I was getting this little twitch, this little pain in my left hip joint area. And the pain, you know, got a little worse, and I just kept teaching. You know, as athletes just teach through pain. Just kept teaching. And then after a while, I said, okay, got to do something about it. Went to my orthopedic and got a prescription for anti-inflammatories. Okay, took that. Still didn't help. Acupuncture, didn't help. Chiropractor, new machine, the sonograph machine, didn't help. So finally, about a month ago, I said, this is not going to go away. And it's becoming more uncomfortable. When I'm teaching, I, you know, go into the zone so I don't feel it. But as soon as I get off that bike, I'm limping all the way to my car. Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But so I said, okay, let's get this taken care of. I go to my orthopedic, who is an excellent doctor. In fact, he treated Janet Jackson. He's really a great doctor. And he's the one that did the surgery on both of my knees. And they took an x-ray, and the x-ray didn't show anything, which is a good sign. But then he suggested I take get an MRI, which I did about 3 weeks ago, and the results came back with in that area, in that hip joint area, degeneration of the bone. They also found blood in that area, which means that area is trying to heal itself, and there was also fluid. So this is something that is not going to go away without surgery. Now, since I've had both surgery on both of my knees, and I'm telling you right now, before I was in a lot of pain, but now, after the surgery, my knees are really, I'm not saying they're 100%, but they are a lot better than before the surgery. So I'm thinking, okay, that's, arthroscopic hip surgery, never heard of it, but listen, I want relief. And so I was actually okay with the diagnosis, prognosis, whichever one fits. And my doctor says, well, I don't do hip arthroscopy, but he says, but there is a doctor that is a young guy that's been trained in the latest, and he went to Spain for a year to train, and he's really good. I'm going to refer you to him. Here I am. Now I'm excited. Okay, finally, I get the surgery. I get relief from my hip, relief from the pain in my hip. The quality of life is going to be better. I get an appointment this week. I was so excited he had a cancellation. I took off work, and I'm really excited because I'm thinking, okay, now I'm going to get this quote-unquote fixed. Now, before I get to the, I go to the office, before I go to this new doctor's office, I had to call and make an appointment. And my orthopedic for my knees, they're part of the same, and this new doctor with the hip, they're part of the same medical group. So it's the same medical group, it's just in different locations. One's in one city and the other one is in another city 20 minutes away. So, but it's the same group. So they have access to all of the records. They have access to both locations' records. So I call and I give my name and I say, Doctor, I'm Dr. Blankley Blank's patient, and I need this doctor, this new doctor, to review my MRI, and I want to come in and we'll talk about the surgery and consultation. Oh, sure. Yeah, sure, Rebecca. Yes, we have an appointment the next day where there's a cancellation. And, oh, the stars are all aligning. Cancellation. This was on a Thursday. This Thursday, past Thursday, 2 days ago. So all of my records are already in the system. I get to the office and they say, hello, sign in. Yes, what doctor are you seeing? What do you mean, what doctor am I seeing? Don't you know what doctor I'm seeing? Because I'm already in the system, but I said, okay, yeah, I'm seeing Dr. XYZ. Okay, have a seat. What's the problem today? That's another thing they asked me. And I'm thinking, if the doctors have already reviewed my records, why are you asking? See, let me say this. This is my thing. I don't like, don't tell anyone, I don't like stupid questions. It really bothers me. I don't like incompetence. And I had some expectations. Now, we all know that what you don't like and what irritates you is going to be thrown right in your face, right? Because the universe wants me to be better. The universe wants me to be at peace. The universe wants me to grow and evolve. But I haven't gotten all of that. I haven't gotten all there yet. So there's the question. Then I said, well, I'm here for my left hip. The doctor should have reviewed my MRI findings. Okay, have a seat. All right, sitting down, 15 minutes later, not too much of a wait. Go into the little waiting room inside that, you know, inside that now I'm waiting for the doctor. And before the doctor comes in, another assistant comes in. And I don't know if she is a nurse or just the doctor's assistant. Into the little waiting room. Before I was in the big waiting room, now I'm in the little waiting room. And so she says, "Why are you here today?" Now, I have to say, that falls into the category of stupid questions. Because not only did I call with all my information, why am I here, left hip, MRI, wasn't that already reviewed? Why are you here today? So you know what happens immediately? I unplug from the universe. I just voluntarily, I don't think I had a choice, but we always have a choice. But I unplugged. Please don't tell anyone. I unplugged from the universe. And I said, "Why am I here?" "You don't know. If the doctor hasn't reviewed my MRI, I'm here to get a consultation for surgery." And, "Well, sir, what happened to you? Were you injured?" Another question that I don't like. I'm laughing now, but believe me, on Thursday it was not funny. Another question, and I calmly and I say, "Well, there should be an MRI. The doctor should have reviewed it. I'm sitting here," and so she says, "MRI? No, you don't have an MRI in your file." Ooh-wee. So, now you can't unplug little by little by little by little from the universe, or can you? I think you can, because that's what I experienced. So I unplugged even a little bit more. I said, "Well, that's why I'm here. There's an MRI, you know, the doctor is already supposed to have reviewed my MRI. This appointment is about surgery consultation." "Oh, well, let me go check." Okay, so I'm sitting there. Now, while I'm sitting and waiting, and I feel a little bit of steam, not too much, just a little bit of steam coming out of whatever openings I have. A little steam. There's a guy that walks in his dark blue X-ray uniform. "Oh, come on, Ms. Norrington. We're here to take X-rays." And I said, "I already took X-rays at the other office, and you should have copies of my X-rays already." "Oh, you did?" So now it's like I'm a, you know, I just walked off the street, and nobody knows why I'm here for my appointment, which actually falls under, remember I told you earlier, I don't like incompetence, I don't like stupid questions, and I don't like, I don't like having expectations is really, really, really subtracts from happiness. Really does. So I had expectations because, quite frankly, I don't expect, there you go, I don't expect incompetence at a doctor's office. Do you? I can, you know, come on, Taco Bell, DMV, post office, gas station, yeah, sure, I'm okay with it there. But at a doctor's office? I don't expect incompetence at a doctor's office. Now, if you've listened to the show, something I tell you, something I preach, and it is true, all expectations subtract from happiness. All expectations, they all subtract. So I'm expecting competence in this office. So I was already unplugging, and it was getting worse. So So then they, so the X-ray technician, I said, I've already had X-rays. Let me check. So now I'm sitting in the room. Steam is even getting stronger and hotter. and I have to say, my lips are poking out, and my chin is jutting out. I mean, I'm not a happy camper here. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Let me take a deep breath, because I'm going right back to that moment. No, I'm not. It's actually funny now. A couple minutes later, the X-ray technician said, no, you need X-rays. You need X-rays because the X-rays that were taken, we need different angles. And I said, oh, okay, I'll go for that. And sure enough, I get to go to the X-ray room, and there was a different type of machine, X-ray taken when I'm standing as opposed to lying down. But then the X-ray technician. I am really, really into competence and efficiency. So if somebody tells me to move over here, what? Move over where? Move over here. And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean move over? Move what over where? So now I'm talking to him, which is another big mistake, because my energy is, which way would you like me to move? Would you like me to put my foot here? Would you like me to put what? No, my energy is, what do you mean move over where? I swear to God, it's true. And he said, right foot here, left foot there. I mean, be specific. Please be specific. But again, I'm going to say that I pretended that all of these things that happened were irritating me. I wanted to blame the incompetence of the doctor's office. I wanted to blame the X-ray technician. I wanted to blame the nurse that came in and asked me what was wrong. I wanted to blame everybody for everything. But it's never the case. It's always what's going on inside. Now, the grand finale is this, and I'm going to wrap up the story. This is the grand finale. The grand finale is, finally, the doctor came in, and guess what? They were not able to, they had no idea where my MRI chart was. They had no idea they had a list of the radiologist's findings, but they did not have the pictures. They did not have the pictures. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, you're part of the same group, and your records, you're supposed to be able to look at all the records, and why don't you? And more waiting. They had to call the facility that actually took the MRI, that performed the MRI, which was another half hour. The bottom line is, when the doctor came in and I said, well, we're waiting to get the results for the MRI, and then he said, well, he says, I don't treat MRIs, I treat patients. Like he wanted to go ahead with my exam without an MRI result, without the MRI result. And that was like the last straw for me. It was almost laughable, but I wasn't laughing at that point. And I said, listen, he said, where are you in pain? And I'm thinking, why am I explaining all this when, if you can look at the MRI, it's very easy to detect. It's easy to see what's wrong with my hip. It's easy to see it. Why am I discussing this? I mean, you're not going to perform surgery based on what I tell you. You're not going to perform surgery on me just having a conversation with me, correct? thank God for all the things I've learned with reality spirituality. Because I knew that the things that happened earlier had nothing to do with my bad, foul mood. I knew that this office, this medical office, being quote-unquote incompetent was something I just labeled them. And every time I label, any time I label anything, it subtracts from my happiness. Because labeling a medical office facility incompetent, then that means there's, on the other end, there's competence. So there's no label, it's just what it is. The minute I put the label on it, I felt like crap. The minute I had expectations of how this appointment was supposed to go, I felt like crap because it didn't go the way it was supposed to, air quotes. The minute that I felt unplugged, the minute I felt like there was something wrong with what was happening, there is something wrong with what's happening, I unplug from the universe. And so to all of my listeners, it's never about what happens. To all of my listeners, it's always about what is going on inside. Now, you're welcome to call in and ask a question and talk and share. The number here is area code 646-564-9619. We have a few people in the switchboard, but no one wants to talk today. But if you want to have a question, just click on one and you can speak to me live. Again, the number is 646-564-9619. What's going on in your life? Let's go back to what I said earlier. If it's always about what's going on inside, how do I change that up? How do I readjust? How do I reconnect if I've, quote unquote, lost it? If I'm annoyed and I'm getting irritated, how do I get back and connect like that in a second? That's the question. How? And that's what this show is about, to teach how. How did I do it? One of the things while I was stewing and steaming and just burning. Oh, and listen to this. This is what's really funny. Everyone that came into that room, everyone that I spoke to, from the appointment clerk to the nurse to the x-ray technician to the doctor, every single one of them could feel my energy. They could feel that I was unhappy. And so now I'm responsible for the energy that I'm emitting. I'm responsible for the energy that's in the room. I don't know about you, but it's not very pleasant to be around somebody that's irritated. And not only irritated, is showing it, is expressing it. A long time ago, I heard on a radio one talk show host, and it was really interesting. He said people that are moody, it's interesting. He said people that are moody, it's like, or people that are irritated or angry. He said it's like they have body odor. it's offensive. It's offensive. It's not comfortable. So I have to say that my energy was offensive. My energy was not pleasant. I wouldn't want to hang out I wouldn't have wanted to hang out with someone with my energy during that moment. And when I realized that I am responsible for the energy that I am emitting, my responsibility, no one else's, then it's my responsibility to switch it up. It's my responsibility to change it up. And how can I change it just like that in a split second? How can I change it when I'm already steaming, steam's coming out of my ears and every place else? How can I change it up? Well, for me, the thing that works for me is finding something funny. There's got to be something funny about this horrible situation. There's got to be something to laugh at. There's got to be. And while I sat there, because, again, I'm the one that threw out this energy to these people. They're victims of my energy. They're not victims of my energy because they don't have to absorb it, but I think I'm pretty powerful, and it was I'm the one that's throwing out this snarky energy. So I'm sitting in the room after the doctor's trying to look for the MRI pictures. Oh, I forgot to say, when they found them, they were on the screen in the doctor's office, and then they disappeared. And then they found them, and then they disappeared. I mean, the whole appointment was, I was there for over almost 2 hours. Not only that, I had to call back to the other facility. I mean, it was just a two-hour long ordeal. How do I reconnect? How do I reconnect after all of this, whatever you want to call it, strike? I think the universe, for me, the universe wants me at peace with everything, so they know. They know what's going to get under my skin. They know what's going to irritate the hell out of me. And guess what? That's the pitch I get. Oh, you don't like, you think there's some incompetence in the world? So you think that this world, there are some that are things that are there, you know, situations that, and people that are incompetent? You really think that, Rebecca? You do? Well, guess what? We're going to create more of that for you. I swear to God, that's how they do me. Oh, you think that stupid questions are irritating? Oh, you think people asking obvious stupid questions are annoying? Well, guess what, Rebecca? We're going to give you more of that, too. We're going to throw that your way also. Have a whole mouthful. Have a whole bag full. Have a whole garbage can of stupid questions. And we're going to keep throwing them at you and throwing them at you, and you're going to be experiencing them until you're not going to label anything a stupid question. You're not going to label anything an obvious question. You're going to listen to the question, and you're going to be okay. And not just listening, you know, what is it? Just put up with it. Not just that. No. You're going to be able to listen and feel okay. And this is the most tricky, this is the real tricky thing that they do. I say they, meaning the universe. There's a whole group of them, whole group of energy. I could practice, like I said, the topic is walk the talk. I could practice walking it and walking it and walking it, and then there's a little bit of time. There's a week that goes by. There's a month that goes by. Maybe there's 3 months. Maybe there's 6 months that goes by. And guess what? The universe throws it again at me just to make sure if I've gotten the lesson the first time or the second time. So I thought, well, hand up in the air, I actually thought that I had mastered being annoyed by stupid questions, stupid obvious questions. And guess what I found out on Thursday, March the 6th, 2014. Now, I still have to repeat that class. I still have to repeat grade 1, 2, 3 stupid questions, not be annoyed by them. I have to repeat the class. And I know that the universe is going to throw that at me. I don't know when. But because of my actions, because of my energy, because of the annoyance I felt, and it was an internal annoyance. It wasn't anything that they said. These people were doing their job to the best of their ability. They weren't trying to annoy me. They don't think they're incompetent. Those are all my labels. Jeez. This journey is about, number one, wanting and committing to being happy and living connected. Wanting and committing to that and making that a priority over everything else in my life. Everything. Making that a priority, that's number one. Wanting it. Universe, please. I've even asked them, I said, you know what, take this energy of irritation. I don't want to feel irritated. I don't want to feel annoyed. I certainly don't want to sit there fuming and steaming. It doesn't feel good to be angry. It doesn't feel good anymore. It's very uncomfortable. So can you please help me with that, universe? Can you please help me? And so what they do and what they did on Thursday, drag me through the ringer, set me up with circumstances that were going to test everything that I know. So the first thing is wanting and committing. The second thing is to be self-aware, to know what bothers you, what annoys you, what are your challenges, what are my challenges, I don't want to say weaknesses, it's really not weaknesses, it's just exposing a part of me that hasn't gotten to a level of it's all universal. Remember, my purpose, my destiny, my reason for being here, I believe, is to be a physical example of the universe, a physical human example. And so what does that mean? No labels, no expectations. There are no stupid questions. There's no such thing as being annoyed. Everything flows. And so what I was doing on Thursday, number one, I was not flowing. I was resisting everything that happened. And the best part is, I tried to blame it on all these people. I tried. Believe me. It was her. It was the x-ray technician. It was the doctor. What? No. Audience, I've spent a lifetime of pointing my finger at other people and why these other people are responsible for my unhappiness. And I'm here to say, it's never about the other person. It's never about what happens. So let's get back to the solution. I know when I'm like that, and it doesn't happen often, but it happened 2 days ago. Look for the humor. That's what I have to do. So did I find humor in that moment? I was responsible for my energy. And I made a promise to myself while I was sitting there for almost 2 hours. It's probably about the hour and a half mark. Because the first hour and a half, believe me, I didn't give a crap. I wasn't making the promises for anything. I was pissed, and everybody was going to know it. oh, my goodness. I should have called into my own radio show. So about an hour and a half into it, I said, okay, you got to switch it up. You got to switch it up. And you know, you can change your perspective in an instant. You can change your perspective in a snap. So I said, okay, what's funny? What's funny? And then I started listing all of the things. I said, you know what? You're taking all of this stuff seriously. All of this is so serious. You're at the right place. You got this doctor who's very skilled. He's been recommended. You are going to have relief. You're going to have surgery. Okay, that's fine, but you are going to have relief from this pain, this uncomfortableness. You are going to have relief. We don't, you know, I don't know when I'm going to schedule it. Probably in June. I have too many things going on right now. With the Live an Extraordinary Life conference is coming up April 5th and 6th in San Francisco at Fort Mason. So I started listing all of the good things that were happening. Kind of, you know, shifted my energy a little bit. And then I also said, okay, it's not serious. Come on, Rebecca. This shit is not serious. Lighten up. And that's another thing. When I think that something is serious, that's another way that I unplug. Is it really that serious that I go to a doctor's appointment and they don't have a copy of my MRI? Is it really that serious? I mean, I'm saying it now. I mean, is it the end of the world? I was acting like it was the end of the world. Jesus. And it wasn't. So I said, okay, it's not serious. What's good? And finally, I started breathing a little bit deeper. Breathing a little bit deeper, taking longer breaths, and then I challenged myself. Because everybody that I encountered, from the receptionist to the doctor's assistant to the doctor to the x-ray technician, every single one of those people received my snarky, bleh, energy, every single one of them. And before I left there, it was my responsibility, I felt, to change it up, to somehow, and it wasn't even about going to them and making excuses for my energy. It wasn't even about that. It was switching my energy up, changing it up. It's like turning a light switch on, turning a light switch off. Turn it on, turn it off. And that only comes, I can only do that when I practice that in the moment. So I said, okay, come on now. Good energy, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And come on. Because I'm that powerful. I can create a room of tension, a room that, I mean, I'm going to have to come back to that office. I don't want anyone, oh, God, here she comes again. Oh, jeez. I mean, I don't want to be labeled the bad patient. I don't want to be labeled nobody wants it. I don't, no, that's not what I want. So finally at an hour and a half, this doctor comes back in. He's, you know, and he already felt my quote-unquote wrath earlier. What do you mean you don't have that? What do you mean? And so then I started laughing a little bit. I said, listen. I said, let me apologize right off the bat. I'm in pain here. I'm a little anxious. And I took all of that out on you. And I, you know, I'm uncomfortable. I use that as an excuse. That was a good one. And so he said, I understand. And I chatted, and I was just honest about where I was coming from. And I wasn't happy that the MRI wasn't there, but it wasn't any fault of yours. It was, you can listen. There's no problem backpedaling and trying to make something, at least for me, trying to smooth something out and coming back and saying, you know what? I wish I didn't cause all of that energy. I apologize for that energy that I threw at you. I really do. And people are compassionate when you're honest with them. At least that's what I found. People are really compassionate when you just speak the truth. And so that's what I did. But it was a hell of a ride getting there. Probably a two-hour ride, hour and a half, hour and a 45-minute ride. I was still a little, wasn't all the way back. I'm not going to pretend that I was all the way back and all the way plugged in. But that's my story about walking the talk, being in the moment, realizing, having the awareness that you, my audience, every single one of you, you are the most powerful person in the room. It's not them. It's not them. Especially if you're a reality spirituality audience. You have all the power. You can create whatever kind of relationship, whatever kind of experience, whatever kind of circumstance. You can create the energy in the room. You can create that in a minute. And how do you create it? Knowing who you are, knowing that you are a physical extension of the universe. You are the energy. You are part of the energy that creates, that has created worlds. That energy is in you. That energy is you. You are the universe. And if you are the universe, there is nothing on this planet that's man-made that can fuck with your energy. Nothing. Excuse the language. Nothing. Take a lot of deep breaths. And what I do, if I ever get stuck, or if I'm ever in a situation, I just ask the universe for help. Hey, universe, can you help me out here? I'm throwing out a lot of curveballs. I'm creating a lot of uncomfortable energy. I really don't want to do that. Can you help me out? Can you help me out in this moment? And I don't need it tomorrow, universe. I need it right now in this moment. Every single one of you has that ability. We are here, in my opinion, to grow, to evolve, and to have a good time doing it, and to have fun doing it, and to experience joy doing it, and to be okay doing it, and to be at peace with it. What's happening, what happens, let me speak for me, what happens to me is just the universe sharing, this is where you are, Rebecca. Now, month goes down, the month flies, 2 months, 5 months. Do you think that I will experience that same situation and get as pissed off as I did on Thursday? Again? The answer is, and this is a good one, I don't know. I don't know. I cannot predict what's going to happen in 3 months or 4 months if I'm set up with the same situation. But what I do know is this. I do know that I'm even more aware than I was a week ago. I'm even more aware of where I am than I was a month ago. I don't know if the same thing comes up or something that's similar. I don't know if something that's similar comes up. But I do know this, I'm going to be even more aware and more aware and more aware. Because number one, I want to be happy. I want to be an example of the universe. And does the universe label? Does the universe get irritated? Does the universe care about stupid questions? Listen, the universe hears stupid questions all the time. Wrapping up the show. Wrapping up Reality Spirituality. If you have a question, feel free to call in at 646-564-9619. We are going to wrap up Reality Spirituality today. Thank you so much for listening again. April 5th and 6th, I will be speaking live at Live an Extraordinary Life Conference in San Francisco at Fort Mason. I have two speeches, one speech on Saturday, one speech on Sunday, and a workshop Sunday morning, a two-hour workshop. I have 10 free tickets that I can give away. Just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is finally coming out in April. If you want to receive the first copies, it's only going to be $19.95. That includes shipping, and that also includes my own autograph. I will autograph the book for you. Well, until tomorrow, we are going to do another live Reality Spirituality tomorrow morning. Reality Spirituality is heard live every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. I want to thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, I already said that. Go to my website at www.RebeccaNorrington.com, www.RebeccaNorrington.com. The website is actually being constructed. The old website is up right now, but there's going to be a new website up in a week, and it looks so great. I can't wait till you see it. Until tomorrow, my dear audience, I want you to remember, all of you, especially you, you are a physical extension of the universe. You are the one with all the power. You are more powerful than anyone else in the room, and I'm telling you that right now. Be the example of the universe. Be the example with your energy. You are always evolving. You're always growing. You are perfect just where you are. You are perfect just who you are. You are perfect right now. Yes, I said perfect. Know that. Be patient. Be kind. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. I will talk to you tomorrow. This is Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.
Good.
Get real.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Time to get real.